Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
The Diagnostic Journey of Lung Cancer by Dr. Tubile Goba Mjwara. Dr. Goba Mjwara describes the diagnostic journey of lung cancer and how new treatments and biomarker tests are leading the way to hope. Lung cancer is the most common cancer and leading cause of cancer-related deaths worldwide, accounting for over 2 million new cases from 2013 to 2019. More than two-thirds of lung cancer patients are diagnosed at a late stage. Even with treatment, five-year survival rates are lowest. In South Africa, lung cancer ranks as the number one cause of cancer deaths. It is estimated that 81% of lung cancer deaths in 2024 were caused directly by cigarette smoking. The risk of lung cancer increases with the number of years spent smoking. Individuals who don't smoke also have an increased relative risk of developing lung cancer if they are exposed to secondhand smoke. Other risk factors include family history, chronic lung diseases, and asbestos exposure. Large prospective studies, including the U.S. National Lung Screening Trial, have shown an all-cause mortality benefit when low-dose computed tomography, LDCT, was used as a screening modality in patients that are at high risk of developing lung cancer. The South African Thoracic Society, based on these findings, recommended that annual LDCT should be offered to patients between ages 55 and 74 who are current or former smokers, having quit within the preceding 15 years, with a 30-pack-a-year smoking history and with no history of lung cancer. Patients should be in general good health, fit for surgery, and willing to undergo further investigations if necessary. Given the high local prevalence of tuberculosis infection and post-TB lung disease, which can radiographically mimic lung cancer, a conservative threshold of nodule size greater or equal to 6 millimeters should be used to determine whether the baseline LDCT screen is positive. A CT or PET CT scan is required for diagnosis and staging to assess the extent and spread of lung cancer. To confirm the diagnosis and type of lung cancer, one or more of the following procedures may be done to obtain a sample for testing. A bronchoscopy is a common procedure to look into the airways and obtain a biopsy from the tumor in the main airway. A fine needle biopsy is done when the tumor is at the edge of the lung. CT or ultrasound help to guide the doctor to insert the needle into the suspicious area. If there is an accumulation of fluid in the pleural space, a pleural effusion, a pleural aspiration with a fine needle is obtained. Then the fluid is examined for cancer cells. An endobronchial, ultrasound-guided, transbronchial needle aspiration, EBIS-TBNA, is used to get a biopsy for central lesions and mediastinum, the area between the lungs. Lung cancer can be broadly classified into two main types: non-small cell lung cancer, NSCLC, or small cell lung cancer, SCLC. These types can be further classified into several different subtypes. The stage of lung cancer indicates its size, location, and whether it has spread. NSCLC is commonly classified into four stages, typically numbered from stages 1 to 4. SCLC is most commonly categorized into two main types: limited stage and extensive stage. In the limited stage, the tumor is in one area on one side of the chest and can be treated by a single tolerable radiotherapy portal, the equivalent of stages 1 to 3. In the extensive stage, cancer has spread to other parts of the body or contralateral lung, equivalent of stage 4. A team of healthcare professionals, called a multidisciplinary team or MDT, works together to develop an appropriate treatment plan for each patient. Treatment options depend on the type of lung cancer and the stage of the disease. Treating lung cancer in the early stages can reduce the risk of recurrence and increase the chance of cure. Treatment options include surgery, depending on stage and location, radiotherapy, high-energy X-rays used to kill cancer cells. Chemotherapy, anti-cancer therapy that kills cancer cells in the blood. Immunotherapy, treatment that works by helping the body's immune system to fight cancer. And targeted therapies, treatment that works by targeting molecules helping cancer cells grow. Some patients may receive a combination of these treatments. For patients having surgery, additional treatments may be given before surgery, neoadjuvant, or after surgery, adjuvant, to reduce the risk of recurrence. Patients may also receive additional treatment if their cancer recurs or progresses. Due to the fast-growing and aggressive nature of the disease, surgery is not common in SCLC. More than half of patients with advanced NSCLC have tumors that harbor genetic alterations that can be targeted. Lung cancer biomarker testing, often referred to as genomic testing, looks for changes in the tumor's DNA. A growing number of actionable targets, including those involving EGFR, ALK, ROS1, BRAF, MET, KRAS, NTRK, RET, HER2, and PD-L1, can be identified, and if found to be positive, targeted therapy is a valuable option.